You're listening to Amal V'Chazar with Daniel Eisenberg. We are in Maseches Yuma, Daf Lamed Gimel. We're going to do Lamed Gimel, Amad Aleph, and Amad Beis over here. So we're going to start at the top of Lamed Gimel, Amad Aleph, three lines from the top. The last word in the line. Abaye Misader Ma'arocha Mishmei de Gemara. Abaye arranged the order of the daily avoda, the different parts, and the proper order, Mishmei de Gemara. In the name of the Gemara, Rashi says, Dekula Yeshiva de Rabban de Beit Midrasha. This was the consensus of the entire Beis Medrash. That's what they were doing. The Aliba de Abba Shaul. And it's according to Abba Shaul. And Rashi over here reminds us that Abba Shaul said back on Yodalid, there was machlokas about when the Ketores was done, in the middle of the two Hatavas Haneros, or after. So over here it says that Hatavas Kol Haneros Kodemus La Ketores, that you do all seven candles are arranged of the menorah before the Ketores, and that's the order that we're following here. Maracha Gedola Kodemus La Maracha Shnia Shel Ketores. So first of all, there's the Maracha Gadola, the large pyre. That was done before the secondary pyre of the Ketores, meaning the coals of the Mizbeach HaKetores were taken from the second pyre, the secondary pyre. And that was before the Shnei Gezirei Eitzim, these two blocks of wood that were brought on the pyre after. So we have the large pyre, the secondary pyre, and then two blocks of wood. V'sidur shnei gezirei eitzim kodem l'dishon ha-mizbeach ha-panimi v'dishon ha-mizbeach ha-panimi kodem l'tavas chamesh neiros. And next you would have the deshen of the mizbeach, of the inner mizbeach. So scooping out whatever needs to be scooped out from there, lifting it up. And then the arrangement of five of the neiros of the menorah. Vatavas chamesh neiros kodem ladama tamid v'dama tamid kodem latavas shtei neiros. And after you arrange the five neiros, they would do the dam hatamid, which Rashi says over here is all the avodos of the karban tamid of the dam, right? The shchita, the kabbalah, the halacha, and the zrika, that's all included in this one step that's in Abaye's arrangement. And then after that, you would do the two other candles that needed to be arranged, two other lamps of the menorah. There were seven in all. You did five before the Karban Tamid and five after. V'tavash shtei neiros kodem l'ketores, v'ketores kodem le'evarim, v'evarim. Right. So, and then you would have the ketores. So, and then if after that, you would have the ketores. And then you would have the Evarim, the limbs of the Karban Tamid, placed onto the Mizbeach. The Evarim Lamincha, and then the Evarim, and then you would have Umincha Lechavitin, Vechavitin Lemesachim, Venesachim Lemesafin. And then you would have the Mincha, the Mincha that was brought with the Tamid. And then you'd have the Chavitin, which was a certain different Mincha, that's a Karban Mincha, that was a daily Kohen Gadol. And that would precede the nesachin, which are the wine libations that would accompany the karban tamid, and that would be before the musafin, meaning on a day where there's musaf, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, umusafin lebezichin, and then the musaf would be before the bezichin, which are the spoons filled with frankincense, part of the lechem apanim, but really the entire service of lechem apanim, which of course would be on Shabbos, ubezichin letamid shalvein arabayim. And that service would be before the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So just reviewing that order very quickly outside. So they would arrange the large pyre, then the secondary smaller pyre, the two logs of wood for the pyre, followed by this cleaning out of the inner Mizbeach, the arrangement of five candles of lamps of the menorah, the entire blood service, the four-step blood service of the Karban Tamid, the two candles, the two remaining lamps of the menorah, arranging those, and then the Ketores, and then putting the limbs of the Karban Tamid on the Mizbeach, the Karban Mincha, the Chavitin, which is a different type of Mincha brought by the Kohen Gadol, the wine libations, the Karban Musaf, the Lechem Eponim service, and then they would get to the Tamid, the second Tamid, the Karban Tamid Beit Arbayim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Aleha hashlem kol harkabanos kulan. So the pasuk says that you shall make go up in smoke upon it the chelve the fats of the shlamim. So over here it's aleha hashlem kol harkabanos kulan. On it, meaning on the first karban tamid, you shall hashlem. Shlamim is being darshan as hashlem. You shall complete all of the karbanos, meaning all of the karbanos of the day, all the services should be upon the and completed as part of the collection of the morning karban tamid service, meaning everything has to be done before the afternoon karban tamid. So that meaning that should be the end of the day. We saw in Pesachim also. Mar. So now the Gemara is going to try to look at each one individually and how we see which one goes first. And the Gemara is going to spend the next, I guess, the rest of this Amud and much of the next Amud trying to figure out how Abaye arranged this order. How did he get that? How did he arrive at this conclusion? And everybody in the yeshiva. So let's see. Amar Mar, the master said, Maracha gedola kodemes le maracha shniya shel ketores. So the first one goes, the bigger one goes first. Minal, how do we know that? The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, hi ha ola al mukta al hamizbeach, al mukta al hamizbeach. So, sorry, kol halayla. So then this is the ola that would be mukta. Mukta is on the basically on the pyre of the mizbeach all night. Zumarach gedola, that's a reference to the big one. And then the rest of the pasuk, the esha mizbeach tukad bo, and the fire of the mizbeach will, I guess, be burning in it. Zumarach shnia shel ketores, that's the rach shnia shel ketores. So we mentioned the first one first. So we mentioned in the pasuk, we mentioned the large one, and then the second one. So that's the order. So then the Gemara says ve'ipochana, I would say the opposite. Rashi explains because it mentions it seems to be out of order. Vipoch lahatin maracha shel ketores v'kra kesidura deha behekter kol halaylakai, because the first one is talking about all night long, so it seems to be out of order. So if you're just basing it on this pasuk, don't look at the order of the presentations of the pyre in the pasuk. Try to follow the storyline of the pasuk, which is talking about the night. The first part is talking about the night, so it would seem that it's out of order, and really you should do the smaller shnia pyre before the big the maracha gedola. So the Gemara responds, "No, mistavra maracha gedola adifa shekin kabrasa meruba." No, you know what? So don't worry about the order. That's just how we see these two different pyres. But the larger one has more kapara on it. Meaning, most of the avoda is done from the maracha gedola. It's the from the maracha shnia. You only just take the coals for the mizbeach panimi. That's much less kapara done with it. So, which one should be first? For sure, the maracha gedola. The Gemara says, "Adarabba, maracha shnia adifa." No, maybe I would say that the smaller pyre is better and should go first. Shekin achnisin rimena lifnim, because you bring that into the kodesh. Right, the large pyre stays on the outside in the chutzer, and the small pyre also does. But a part of it, the coals, go into the mizbeach panimi and are part of the inner service. So maybe that's greater. So afilu hachi says the Gemara kaparasa maruba adifa. No, but it's a greater value. Yeah, yes, there's a little bit of it that has a very high level avoda, but the majority of the kapara is achieved on the large one, and that's going to be a greater value, and therefore the maracha gedola would go before the maracha shnia. Bibai Seiman, another answer. Ilomishkach eitzim la maracha shnia. If for whatever reason there would not be wood that could be brought on the maracha shnia, milo ma'ayel me maracha gedola, wouldn't you bring it from the maracha gedola? So that means that even in the maracha gedola, sometimes you use the maracha gedola for the mizbeach panimi. So it's not even a mila that you know you could say about the maracha shnia that this one goes lefnim. Sometimes the maracha gedola has an aspect of it that goes lefnim. So either way, we have two explanations for why the maracha gedola would go before the maracha shnia. Maracha shnia shel ketores. Codemus Lacedar Gezeri Aitzin. But the second pyre goes before the Gezeri Aitzin, the two blocks of wood that were put on the pyre. So Minalan, how do we know this? Diksiv, because the pasuk says Abira Aleha Hakohen Aitzin Baboker Baboker, that the Kohen will burn Aleha on it wood in the morning or early in the morning. So Aleha V'lo Achaverta. This is telling us that you burn on one of the pyres, aleha, on it, to the exclusion of the other pyre, right? There are two pyres, it's Merach Gedol, Merach Katana. If you're going to burn, you're going to take the Shnei Gezeri Eitzim and put them on the Merach Gedola, it says aleha and not on its fellow, meaning not on the other pyre. Michlal, which implies to Isa Lechaverta, which implies that the other pyre is there, right? The Torah does not need to tell you light it on, put the logs of wood on this pyre to the exclusion of the other pyre if the other pyre wasn't there yet. So the fact that it says put it on this pyre and implies to the exclusion of the other pyre, it implies that both of the pyres precede the Shnei Gezeri Eitzin. The Gemara then says v'hai aleha mibayle l'gufei. No, but don't we need this aleha for itself? There's something important we learn from this aleha. Meaning, how are you learning that aleha means aleha on the meracha gadola to the exclusion of the meracha shnia? Maybe aleha just means that it's supposed to be on it, meaning not near it, not on the side of it, that it should be on it. That's just a simple understanding, meaning not being darshan to exclude any other case. So the Gemara says, in theory, yes. However, sorry, I lost the place. So trei aleha ksivi, but the pasuk says two alehas. Really, it says actually three, but the two that we're darshaning says two alehas. So one of them teaches you that yes, you have to put it properly on the merach gedola, and the other one implies aleha velo achaverta. You can't put it on the smaller pyre. But at the end of the day. Well, this is the beginning of the day. But at the beginning of the day, at the end of the day, we see that the two pyres were in existence before the Shnei Gezeri Eitzim, and that is the order for that. Okay. Sidra Shnei Gezeri Eitzim Kodim Ladishon Mizbeach Panimi. The two logs of wood being put on the pyre preceded the deshen of the Mizbeach Panimi. Afal Gavda Hacha Ksiv Baboker Baboker. Hacha Ksiv Baboker Baboker. Both of them say Baboker Baboker. Both of them say early in the morning. So I don't know which one to do first. Afil Hachi. Machshir Adif. Even so, the Shnei Gezeri Eitzim is a machshir. It makes something else kosher, and that has a greater value than the Dishon Mizbeach Panimi, and therefore it goes first. So machshir mainihu. What is it a machshir from Shnei Gezeri Eitzim? What is this a machshir for? How do we see the Shnei Gezeri Eitzim Machshir? Vaha Mart Shnei Gezeri Eitzim La Merachah Gedola Azli. The Shnei Gezeri Eitzim are part of the Merachah Gedola. That's not a Machshir. What's it a Machshir for? It has nothing to do with the Ketores, Mizbeach Ketores, or anything else. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiya Shum Eitzim. Rabbi Yirmiya says, yeah, you're right, but it has a shame eitzim. It's called wood. It seems to mean that we said that we're challenging the fact that you're telling me that for the Dishon Mizbeach, for the avoda of the Mizbeach HaPanimi, the Mizbeach Zav, you need coals, wood from the pyre. Now we're saying the Shnei Gezeri Eitzim go on the Merachah Gedola, not on the Merachah Shnia, from which they use the Mizbeach Panimi. If it was from the Mishnah, if the Shnei Gezeri Eitzim would be going on the Merachah Shnia, let's say, so then you would need this service to be done in order for the Dishon Mizbeach Panimi. And therefore you could say, well, this is the Machshir, so this should go first. But since the Shnei Gezeri Eitzim don't go on the Merachah Shnia, they have nothing to do with the avoda of the Mizbeach Panimi. It's because the Shnei Gezeri Eitzim are put on the Merachah Gedola. So what shaychus does it have? How is it a machshir? So the first answer over here is that Rabbi Yirmiya is saying, yes, you're right. It's not actually a machshir, but it has. But because it's wood, we're talking about the wood of the Mizbeach of the Maracha Shnia would be used for the Mizbeach Pnimi. So over here, this is also wood, so it kind of goes along. Yes, it's not technically a machshir, but because wood would be the machshir, this is associated. So we're going to do the wood service here before the Dishon Mizbeach Pnimi. Ravina Amar, Hova Heskel B'Maracha Gomer. Ravina says, since you already began with the maracha, you're going to finish the maracha. So which is similar, but not exactly the same. He said previously, it seems like just like thematically it kind of fits. Over here, he's saying that we started the avoda of the pyres. We made the maracha gedola. We made the maracha shnia. So before we move on to something else, we're going to just finish up this process and put the shnei gezira eitzim there, and it makes sense to put it right after. Ravashi amar ilo meshkach eitzim la maracha shnia milo maya maracha gedola. As we said before, sometimes you actually need the maracha gedola to use the wood, the coals for the maracha gedola for the mizbeach hapanimi. Sometimes that happens. So actually, it could be that the shnei gezira eitzim, which are in the maracha gedola, is actually a machshir. So that is a possibility. So we have three explanations for why the shnei gezira eitzim would come before the dishon mizbeach hapanimi. The Gemara continues. V'dishon mizbeach hapanimi kodem latavos chamesh neiros. Why do you do the dishon mizbeach hapanimi before the arrangement of five of the first five lamps of the menorah? So my time up. Amar Abaye, Gemara Gemirna Svara Lo Yadana. Abaye says, he's the one who arranged it. Gemara Gemirna, we have a mesorah for it. Svara Lo Yadana. I don't know why. This is a tradition. This is what I heard from my Rebbe. And this is just how it is. Can't explain it. Rava Amar Kiresh Lakish. Rava says no. We can definitely explain it. There's a great svara. It's a svara that Resh Lakish says in general. Dama Resh Lakish, ein mavirin al hamitzvos. That we're not mavir al mitzvos. Meaning we don't pass over opportunities for mitzvos. Turning over to Lama Gimel Mabez. V'chi ayil leheichal b'mizbech paga b'resha. And when a person when the kohen enters into the heichal, so he reaches the mizbeach. First, the Mizbeach Hapanimi is closer to the entrance of the Heichal than the menorah. So, which is going to come first? Dishon Mizbeach Hapanimi or Tavas Chamesh Neiros? Dishon Mizbeach Hapanimi. And where? How do we see that? That one's closer. Detanya, we learned in the Brisa, Shulchan but Safon Moshuch Minakosal Shtei Amos Mechetsa Umenorah Badoro Meshuchan Minakosal Shtei Amos Mechetsa. That the Shulchan in the Heichal was 2.5 amos from the wall at the southern side, which is when you walk in, that's to the right, and the menorah was in the darom. The shulchan was in the tzafon, which was at the right, and the menorah is 2.5 amos from the wall in the south side, in the left. That's the darom, and but mizbeach. Mimutza va'omid be'emtza. And the Mizbeach was between them, and it was standing in the middle. It was like directly in the middle of the Heichal. U'mashoch klapei chutz kima. But it was drawn out towards the outside just a little bit. Meaning that it kind of looked like a tripod, in that you had 2.5 amos from one wall, the Shulchan, all the way across you'd have the 2.5 amos from the other wall, the menorah, and equidistant between the menorah and the shulchan, but a little bit towards the entrance of the heichal, you would have the mizbeach ha-panimi. And therefore, that's the first thing that you encounter when you enter the heichal, and therefore that avodah comes first. Gemara then just asks, "V'nukmi lahadayu? Why don't you just make it all even? Make everything, all three of them, in a row." Kevin deksu, because the pasuk says, "V'esem menorah nochach ha-shulchan." The pasuk says in Parshas Truma, this is Truma, yes, it's Parshas Truma, that the menorah is supposed to be facing the shulchan. So they have to, ba'inan dechazu ahadari. We want them to be able to see each other. If the mizbeach panimi is standing there in between them, they won't be able to see each other, and they want to be able to see each other, the shulchan and the menorah. Amar Rava, Rava says, also on the same principle, shema mina mida reish lakish. We learn from this principle of reish lakish, in mavir al mitzvos, avore dara, this is the dal and zayin interchange, it means zroa, an arm, that someone avore, passing over his arm, atotefta, on his head, usser is usser, meaning regarding tefillin. Something about the tefillin shel yad before the tefillin shel rosh is usser. or passing over Tefillin Shel Yad before Tefillin Shel Rosh is Aser. Heichi Ovid, how should someone do it? Midara l'totefta, he should do it from his Shel Yad to his Shel Rosh. Now, what does this mean? So Rashi seems to say that this is regarding putting on the Shel Yad and Shel Rosh. Shel Yad is closer, it's your arm, it's closer than your head. Your arm is closer to your arm than your head. So you should put on the Shel Yad before you put on the Shel Rosh. Just has a problem with this because that's not where we learn it from. We learn it from that the Totavos have to be plural, meaning that the Shel Yad, Shel Rosh should not be on by itself. It should be on only as the second piece of tefillin. So he says that it has to do not with putting on the tefillin, but rather putting the tefillin away. You can see Tosfos there; it's the top Tosfos on the Amud. Okay. So anyway, that's just something else that Rava learned. He, while he quoted Reish Lakish on Ein Mavir and Al Mitzvos, another practical implication of this din of Ein Mavir and Al Mitzvos. Gemara continues: Vatavas Chamesh Neros Kodem L'Dama Tamid, that the arrangement of the five lamps of the menorah precede all the avodos of the dam of the carbon tamid. V'Dama Tamid Kodem L'Tavas Shnei Neros. So my time, what's the reason for that? Right, you have. He's not asking why we separate the five and two lamps yet. We're going to ask that. So, but that's not where we are yet. Amar Abaye says, "Ahu baboke baboke shdeshnei gezira etzim delot tzrichi shadinenu lahacha." By the shnei gezira etzim, it says baboke baboke. So it says this double baboker by shnei gezira etzim, but turns out delot tzrichi. We don't need it. We don't need it by the Shnei Gezira Eitzim because we had a different way of learning the Shnei Gezira Eitzim. Rashi's right because we said the Rashi quotes over here. We just saw it in the previous Amud because Machshir Adif. It's the fact that the Shnei Gezira Eitzim are a Machshir, and then we gave three explanations how to understand that. But the Shnei Gezira Eitzim, it's self evident that it comes when it comes. So and there's a principle over here. We'll learn about quote in a moment, that if you have an extra drasha and you don't need it for itself, you can apply it to somewhere else. So what do we do? So you have this boker boker d'shnei gezira etzim delot tzricha, you don't need it, so shadinu hulahacha, so you throw it over here to a different case. Chad shadia l'hatavas chamesh neiros, d'likdami l'dam hatamid. One of them is done to, is thrown over to the five neiros that they should precede the Dama Tamid, v'chad shadaya l'dama tamid d'nektabe l'tavas shtei neiros, and one of them is thrown over to the Dama Tamid, that one of those bokers to make it earlier will make it come before the shtei neiros. Then the Gemara is just going to elaborate on that. Chad shadaya l'tavas chamesh neiros d'nektabe l'dama tamid d'hacha tlasa v'hacha trei. Because now, based on how many bokers you already have in these psukim, so now one of them has three, and the other has two bokers. So the Chamesh Neros has five bokers. Sorry, has three bokers at this point. So that's going to come before the dam, which only has two bokers. Once you've added these other bokers, v'chad shadaya le dam atamid d'niktamei le'tava shtei neros, and one of them is now sent to the Dama Tamid to make it precede the Tavas Shtei Neiros. Afagav da hacha trei v'hacha trei, but now the Tavas Shtei Neiros and the Dama Tamid both have two. So why would you make this one come over the other? So mechaper adif. The kapara makes it greater, meaning the five neiros, we have an extra boker there, so that will definitely precede the Dama Tamid. But now you have the Dama Tamid and the Hatavos Shtei Neiros, so both of them have two bokers. So which one is going to come first? Well, there's a mila to the Dama Tamid that it has the kapara, that menorahs doesn't really provide kapara, the Dama Tamid does, and therefore it's going to be first. Amar le Rav Papa, Rav Papa, Labaye, Papa says to Labaye, Ve'machad shadaya l'dishan mizbeach ha'panimi. Well, say that one of the bokers can be thrown over to dishan mizbeach ha'panimi, d'naktam l'dam ha'tamid, and that will make it come before the Dhamma Tamid. Dehacha Tlasa Hacha Trey, because then you have three bokers and two. Vichad Shadaya Ladama Tamid and Niknam Latavas Chamesh Neros. And then the other one, the other boker can be thrown to the Dhamma Tamid. And that will precede the Chamesh Neros. De Aval Gav Dehacha Trey Vahacha Trey Mechaper Adif. Because yes, then you'll be left with two right. Because what we would do then is if you put one of the extra bokers, you put it by instead of putting it by the Chamesh Neros, you put it by the Dam Atamid. So now the Dam Atamid is brought up to two, and the Chamesh Neros remains at two bokers. The extra boker that you had from the Shnei Geziri Eitzim, you threw to the Mizbeach, Dishon Mizbeach Apnimi. And now the Chamesh Neros, and this is how Rav Papa is trying to suggest it, the Chamesh Neros and the Dhamma Tamid each have two bokers. So which one should you do first? Well, we, as we said before, Mechaper Atif, there's a Maila of the Kapara that's provided by the Dhamma Tamid that you don't have by the menorah. So, and basically the main nakuda of differentiation or of Papa's understanding is that now you have the Dishon HaMizbeach followed by the Dhamma Tamid, and then you have the Chamesh, Hatavas Chamesh Neros, is the big difference, the Hatavas Chamesh Neros immediately followed by the Hatavas Shtei Neros. That's the big change, that instead of having the Dhamma Tamid separate the two Hatavos Haneros, you would have them back to back. And this is all based on where you throw the extra bokers from Shnei Geziri Eitzim. So the Gemara challenges this possibility. Im kein, afsuke b'mayim afsakta lahu. If that's the case, then what are you using to separate the two Hatavos Haneros? The implication, obviously, is that we feel the need to separate between the two things of Neros. So according to what Abaye suggested, the Dhamma Tamid separates between the two Hatavos and Eros, and that was all good. If you want to mix around the bokers and move things around, and you put the Hatavos and Eros back to back, you don't have anything separating that. And that's, well, we'll see, problematic. But it's not problematic to everyone. Now, Hanicha L'Reish Lakish, Damar Lama, Mativin, V'chozrin, Umativin. It's all good what you just said, according to Reish Lakish, who says, why are we Meitiv and then we go back to Meitiv again? Meaning, why do we separate the Hatavos Haneros 5 and 2? Kedei lahargish kol ha'azara kula, because you're trying to like just make a lot of ruckus and noise and in the azara. So separating the Hatavos Haneros into two stages creates a commotion that we want to take place. And according to that, Rashi elaborates on this. It's not really so important that you have something in between those two steps, as long as you just separate them. You know, you wait a minute, wait a couple minutes, and then do the second batch of Hatavos Haneros, and that would be fine. You don't necessarily need something interrupting it. Ella, so Shapir, it's all good according to Reish Lakish. But Ella Rabbi Yochanan de Amar Baboker Baboker Chalkei Lishnei Bakarim. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who darshins Baboker Baboker as divided into two mornings, meaning that the Hatavos Haneros has to be divided into two stages, and therefore it needs to be separated by a different avoda, Ma'ika L'Meimar. What are you going to say? Meaning, Rav Papa, you're suggesting mix around the extra bokers, and you'll end up with the Hatavos Haneros of five before the Hatavos Haneros of two, and they'll be just back-to-back. According to Reish Lakish, maybe you can work that out, as long as you have a little bit of a break in between, because the commotion is made. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that there needs to be a very clear distinction between them, because it's based on a pasuk that you need these things separated and you need an avoda in between, you don't have any avoda in between. And that's the response. Amar li Ravina l'Rav Ashi. Ravina says to Rav Ashi, Baboker Baboker de Eitzim imayser? Wait, hold on. Is the Baboker Baboker by the Shnei Geziri Eitzim, is that really extra? We use the extra, we assume they were extra, and that's how we figured out the order of the next few pieces, next few avodos. But is it really extra? Hamabayle the gufe. But we need that for itself. We actually need the Baboker Baboker to tell me that it comes before the Maracha Shnia. Right? We need Baboka Baboka to tell me that the Shnei Gezeirasim come before Maracha Shnia, Shel Ketores. Amar Le, he says back to him, Vlav Mi Okimna, wait, hold on, didn't we establish it? Establish that it's just the opposite? Aleha V'lo Achaverta, Mechalati Isa L'Chaverta. We established that it's not true. The Shnei Gezeirasim does not come before the Maracha Shnia. We had a drusha because of Aleha V'lo Achaverta. So that's actually not the case. So Baboker is definitely not telling me to do the Shnei Gezeirasim before the Maracha Shnia, because it's not true. We don't. Therefore, Baboker is certainly extra, and therefore we applied it to the above cases. Okay, let's just wrap this up. Ma'ishno de Ovid Atavas Chamesh Neros Bereisha, Navid Atavas Shtei Neros Bereisha. Why do we do 5 and 2? Maybe let's do 2 and 5. So the Gemara says, Kevin de Askebahu Ovid Ruban. Right? Because he started it, so he should do the majority. Okay, so if he's going to do majority, so Avid Shase, let him do 6. Why do we do 5 and 2? Do 6 and 1. Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, "Beitevo es haneiros yaktirena." It says that you should do hatavas haneiros. Ve'ein neiros pachusas mishtayim. Neiros is at least 2, so we're going to do 5 and 2. Vatavas shtei neiros kodemes leketores. So we said the hatavas the shtei neiros comes before the ketores, at least according to Abba Shaul. So the Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, "Beitevo es haneiros v'hadar yaktirena." The pasuk says that you should do Hatavas and Neiros. And then after that, it mentions Hakiyak Tirena, you should do the Ketores. So that's how we know that the Shtei Neiros comes before the Ketores. Uketores le'Evarim, how do we know the Ketores comes before the Evarim, the limbs of the Karban Tamid, being put on the Mizbeach? The Tanya, because the Pasuk says, Yukdam Davar, Shenemar Bo, Baboker, Baboker, Davar Shalonemar Bo, Ela Boker, Echad Bilvad. Because by the Ketores, it says Baboker, Baboker, and by the Evarim, it only mentions one Boker, so Boker is early, but Baboker is quite early, even earlier, and therefore the Ketores precedes the Avarim. The Avarim Lamincha, how do we know that the Avarim precede the Karban Mincha? That's none, because the Tanya that we learned in the Brisa, Minayin Shelo Yehei Davar Kodem LeTamid Shel Shachar, how do we know that there's nothing that's supposed to precede the Tamid Shel Shachar? Tamid Lomar, because the Pasuk says, V'arach Aleha Ha'ola, you shall arrange upon it the Ola. The Amar Rava, and Rava says, Ha Ola, Ki Ola Rishona. The Ola is referring to the Ola Rishona, meaning the actual meat of the Karban should come first. So that's going to come before the Mincha.